Welcome to Winning Is Not Everything, where we bring sanity back to youth sports by focusing on character development, effort, and sportsmanship, not rankings and trophies, in conversations with some of your favorite athletes and coaches. I'm your host, Sean Jensen, former NFL reporter, children's book author, and youth sports coach. Today, I have part one of my conversation with high school basketball player Chet Holmgren, who ESPN just ranked as the number one prospect in the class of 2021. Let's get to it. Chet Holmgren started at Minnehaha Academy in Minneapolis at the same time as my son, though Chet was in sixth grade and Elijah was in kindergarten. My son had an interest in basketball and participated in a few camps, which is when I started to take notice of the remarkable young players at Minnehaha Academy. Over the years, I've watched Chet in different settings, including on the court. Minnehaha has one of the best basketball programs in the state, region, and even the country, and high-profile players like Jalen Suggs and Giovanni Bickman garnered a lot of attention. But I've seen my share of talented athletes, listened to their stories, and seen the highs and lows of many journeys in sport. Chet was a late bloomer, someone who, despite his size, wasn't generating a lot of interest in middle school. Still, I told others around the program he'd be special for three reasons beyond his height. Chet consistently put great effort into improving as a player. He clearly loved all facets of the game, including defense, and you couldn't deny the pride in the way he carried himself. In part one, we're going to focus on his early years, which included a lot of humbling moments and experiences. Without further ado, let's get into my conversation with Minnehaha Academy basketball player Chet Holmgren. Chet, what is your favorite childhood sports memory?
It would probably have to be the whole McDonald's All-American weekend. I think I was in like sixth grade. Went down there and got to watch the game and stuff. One of my friend's older brothers was playing in the game. I don't know if you remember Reed Travis. Yeah, so his little brother Jalen Travis is one of my good friends growing up, you know. So we got to go watch that, and then we also had a tournament that weekend. I think it was in Chicago. It was a really fun weekend.
What was that highlight like when you're in middle school and being at the McDonald's All-American game?
Yeah, it's definitely just like kind of taking it in, just having fun in the moment. Like never in a million years would have thought down the road I would even have a chance to play in the game. Didn't even think about it, really. Just was happy to be there, really. I mean, it didn't really click with me at the time. Like I knew I liked basketball and I knew I wanted to continue playing basketball for however long it carried me along. But at the time, you know, being a little kid, I wasn't thinking that far in the future. I was thinking like, what are we eating for dinner tonight? Like,
which coach inspired and helped improve you most when you were younger?
There's been a lot. That they've all been great people. They've all helped me in many different ways, but I don't think I can pick anybody but Larry. And I would say my father as well, but I mean, I can't really count him as a coach. That's my dad. But it would definitely have to be Larry. I don't even know where to begin with Larry. Took me under his wing, even when I was bad, and everybody knew it, really bad. But he just helped me so much, helped me with my confidence, helped me to get better, and over time it really paid off.
How old were you when Larry Suggs first started coaching you?
So I think I did park board in like second grade, and then the next year I started playing with Hustlers / Sizzle. There's been a lot of names over the years. Same team, really, though. But that was about third grade, so probably when I was like 8 or 9.
Sometimes people exaggerate their abilities. What were you like as a player early on?
I was taller than everybody, but that is the only thing I had going for me. I was unathletic, couldn't dribble, couldn't shoot, kind of moved pretty goofy. But I mean, you couldn't really expect much else from somebody that was the body type that I had at such a young age.
Have you always loved the game of basketball?
Yeah. At first, I wouldn't play. My dad tried to sign me up for park board, and I wouldn't play. And then one day, he made me go in. He said, you don't even have to play. And I just went in and started watching. And I was like, I'll put my shoes on. Then I started playing, and I played the rest of the park board season. I really ended up liking it. I was like the park board all-star because like, I could miss like 8 shots in a row and just get my rebound until I finally made one because everybody was terrible. But then I got into AAU, and that's when everything changed, and I was really bad, and after the first day, I knew I was really bad, but the competitive nature in me wasn't going to allow myself to just, you know, accept it. I was going to lose until I finally won, basically. kind of like what Michael Jordan said. He has a competitive problem, and you know, I kind of feel the same way, especially when it comes to basketball.
How important was it to have a steady and tough coach like Larry Suggs?
He definitely has his tougher moments, but that's only when he needs to really be tough. He kind of prides himself in being able to speak to children and kids and really have them understand where he's coming from and what he's saying. And that's very important because I think every kid can relate to not wanting to always agree or listen to their parents. But having that second opinion is always very helpful, and it was never a bad one coming from Larry.
With Coach Suggs, what was a very proud moment on your basketball journey?
Yeah, it was definitely, I don't think it would be one moment. It was definitely coming of the years. But I'd definitely say last summer was kind of just a huge time for not only me, but the team and Larry as well. Because he'd always been telling people for years what I'd become. And I guess people finally began to see it.
Who is an unsung hero from your childhood who's not related to you?
I don't think I could really give it to one person. I'd say all my friends, really, because they've always been there for me, like as a lot of friends are. And it's definitely very important to find the right friends and good friends for you that have similar goals and want to push you to be better. And that's what all my friends have done, as well as help me with my confidence. When you're down, they pick you up and push you forward.
We'll get back to the rest of my talk with Chet in a moment, but if you've been enjoying Winning Is Not Everything, there's a great chance you'd absolutely love my new video series, Model Student Athlete. NBA legend Dwayne Wade just featured Model Student Athlete with his campers of his virtual basketball camp. He and his team believed in the importance of character traits to help young athletes grow not just on the field, but off the field. The 8 courses focus on different character keys like gratitude, effort, humility, and attitude. Each feature an impactful video that's roughly 15 to 20 minutes long and also comes with a lot of downloadable resources to keep the momentum going, as well as quotable memes and even a quiz to see if you've mastered becoming a model student athlete. You can get each of the 8 courses individually, or you can get a great discount plus some exclusive bonuses if you get one of the Model Student Athlete course bundles. Oh, and use the code WINNING to get an additional 50% off your purchase as a thank you to our listeners. Head to modelstudentathlete.com to get started and use the code WINNING, WINNING, for 50% off your purchase. Model Student Athlete, where character counts more than the score. How difficult is it now for you, given all the attention that you're receiving?
You know, just kind of always look at the bright side of it. It can be annoying when you're getting stopped a lot and people are talking to you and stuff like that, especially if you got stuff to do, you're trying to be somewhere. But look at the bright side. A lot of people wish they had attention like that, and a lot of people would love to have that experience. So just always be positive and try and make somebody's day, because you never know who you're talking to. They might know you, but you might not know them, and they could be a very important person down the road. So it's always great to just be positive towards anyone you meet.
Have you been able to ask anyone about dealing with the pressure and attention?
Yeah, I've had it really easy. Kind of also going back to the last question about the whole starting five thing, I've had it really easy. I've been with the same people since you know, I had the bowl cut and the cargo shorts on. So it's been really easy for me. I didn't really have to pick my starting five. It all kind of just came together perfectly. And having Jalen there, who's been through it a year ahead of me, it's kind of easy to just go ask him or go ask Larry about it. You always get a straight up answer.
Does it also help your dad was a high profile basketball player as a kid?
Yeah, it's very helpful, but he said the same thing. It's a different era. He didn't have all the social media and all that stuff, and that's that. A lot of times people think like having a bunch of followers and stuff is super great, but it brings a lot of problems along with it. It can be hard to manage sometimes, but having, like I said, Jalen and them there, who's always been through it, it's very helpful. And then my dad helps me a lot with a lot of the other stuff, like advice on recruiting and basketball and just life in general.
What are the most valuable lessons you learned from a challenger defeat?
Yeah, growing up, I guess I could say I've always been well off. I wouldn't say entitled, but everybody has their moments where they feel that way. And say my first AAU tournament with Team Sizzle, Hustlers, whatever you want to call it, it was in Kansas City, and I think I played 4 minutes the whole tournament in like 8 games. And we were either up 30 or down 30 in all those minutes I played. So I sat the bench, didn't do anything, and this was after being Park Board MVP, so I was feeling pretty hot. And it kind of defeated me. I was like, I drove so far across the country to, you know, sit here and do nothing. And it makes you question things, but at the same time, it makes you understand, you know, I'm not going to be given anything. And that's kind of just where the hard work started.
Thank you so much for tuning into this episode of Winning is Not Everything. Please make sure to like the podcast, subscribe to the podcast, and share the podcast with your friends. That way, you can get a notification when part 2 of my conversation with Chet Holmgren drops next Tuesday. And if you have questions for me, reach out through my website, seankjensen.com. Winning is not everything, but the 3 H's to be a real hero in life are hustle, humility, and heart. I'm your host, Sean Jensen, and we'll see you again next time.